AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Dramatics in the final seconds made the difference as the Commanders just got past the Eagles. Correspondent Craig Heist tells the story from Landover, Maryland.
Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdown passes, the last one with 9 seconds to go to Jamison Crowder, as the Commanders snapped the Eagles' 10-game winning streak, beating Philadelphia 36-33. Crowder was on the receiving end of 2 touchdown passes from Daniels.
That's a huge win for us. Obviously, we had an interception on the previous possession, but the defense gave us a shot, and we knew that we had to, you know, make plays, and guys, you know, made the plays. Jaden made the throws, got us down in position to win the game, and we did it.
Kenny Pickett led the Eagles after Jalen Hurts left the game in the first quarter with a concussion and did not return. Pickett threw a touchdown pass and an interception. Saquon Barkley rushed for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. 109 of that came in the first quarter.
Another matchup involving teams in the postseason conversation had the Vikings at the Seahawks. Correspondent Jim Bernard has details.
The Minnesota Vikings rallied in the closing minutes to post a 27-24 win over the Seattle Seahawks. Justin Jefferson put Minnesota ahead with just under 4 minutes left with a 39-yard touchdown catch as the Vikings won their 8th straight game.
We're coming together. Every single game we're finding different ways to overcome adversity, overcome just the different stuff that defenses have been throwing towards us.
It was Jefferson's 2nd touchdown of the game as he racked up 144 yards on 10 receptions. Sam Darnold passed for 246 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Vikings, who remain tied with the Detroit Lions for first in the NFC North. With the loss, the Seahawks are now 1 game behind the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC West.
Hours earlier, the Lions were laughing and pointing at the Bears. Correspondent David Schuster files this report from Chicago.
Jared Goff threw 3 touchdown passes as the Lions doubled up the Bears 34-17.
We are so good at focusing on what matters, and we lose last week, everyone thinks we're done now, and it's like, all right, forget that. It's not even part of our process. We're going to go back to what we do, go back to work, and we did that. We did just that.
Goff was 23 of 32 for 336 yards with a QB rating of 137. For the game, Detroit totaled 475 yards, with Jahmyr Gibbs having 109 on the ground. With the win, the Lions moved to 13-2, still in the running for the best record in the NFC. Caleb Williams threw for 334 yards, but the Bears dropped their 9th in a row. They fall to 4-11.
And the aforementioned Seahawks are in pursuit of the NFC West leading Rams, whose visit to the swamps of New Jersey was a successful one, a 19-9 decision over the Jets. LA quarterback Matthew Stafford says he's glad his go-ahead touchdown pass was to Tyler Higbee, who played in a game for the first time in 11 months since suffering an ACL tear.
Just happy for him to get out there and play, and then to be able to cap it off with a touchdown with a great effort at the end to get in. It was awesome. Great to have him back, and you know, just a tone setter for us. It was awesome.
In the NFC South, the Falcons routed the Giants 34-7, while Tampa Bay lost to the Cowboys 26-24. The Falcons and Bucks are each 8-7, but Atlanta has the tiebreaker as it won both games versus Tampa Bay. In other action, the Bills overcame a 14-0 deficit to edge New England 27-24. Carolina went to overtime before eliminating Arizona from playoff contention 36-30. The Bengals kept their postseason hopes alive by beating Cleveland 24-6. It was the Colts 38, the Titans 30. Miami got the best of San Francisco 29-17. And the Raiders ended a 10-game losing streak by holding off Jacksonville 19-14. Back with basketball, hockey, and more after this. Pro basketball, the Pacers were large and in charge with a 70-point second half, routing Sacramento 122-95. Indiana coach Rick Carlisle says he's happy to see his guys with a 4-game win streak after a 10-15 start.
There's a lot of teams that are struggling and you see some finger pointing and things like that. And our guys haven't gone there. And we've just continued to talk about togetherness, a long season, and daily improvement.
Two other games on the Sunday slate. The Rockets were better than the Raptors 114-110, and the Nuggets rallied from 16 down to win in overtime at New Orleans 132-129. In the college game, among AP top 10 teams, third-ranked Iowa State buried Morgan State 99-72, sixth-ranked Alabama disposed of Kent State 81-54, and number 8 Kansas blew out Brown 87-53. Hockey. It was a battle of two of the NHL's best when the Kings collided with the Caps, but Washington prevailed 3-1, thanks in large part to a couple of goals from Alexei Protas.
Another great test for us, and I think not the game we want to have, like, in terms of the quality of the game we had, but we found a way to dig in and found a way to win. That's what the good teams do, and I think we did that, and a great win, though.
In other Sunday play, Carolina over the Rangers 3-1. The Panthers defeated the Lightning 4-2. In a shootout, it was Anaheim over Utah 5-4. The Avalanche defeated the Krakens 5-2, and the Oilers won over Ottawa 3-1. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.